You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
A warm welcome along to the latest edition of the UFC Buzz Podcast here with William Hill, Dave Kellner in the studio, joined by BT Sport pundit and Telegraph columnist Gareth A. Davis to preview UFC Fight Night. And this is Fight Night 109 from Stockholm, Sweden, this one. It's Gustafsson versus Teixeira, the main event, and I'm delighted now to welcome Gareth onto the podcast. First of all, a good afternoon and how are you to Gareth A. Davis? Gareth, welcome.
Thank you, Dave. I'm very well indeed, and it's great to see the UFC back in Stockholm, Sweden, and of course, you know, just a couple of days after the success of Manchester United against Ajax in the Europa League final, and of course, you know, a beautiful thing that they did for this abomination that took place in the city of Manchester on Monday night. My thoughts, and I'm sure yours, go out to all the families and all the people affected by this horrific attack at the Manchester Arena, which obviously houses many boxing and UFC events.
Absolutely, Gareth. I can only echo your sentiments as far as that is concerned. The last time we spoke, Gareth, was prior to the UFC event in Dallas, Texas. Miocic versus Dos Santos was the headline event, and it was a card that you previewed perfectly for us on this podcast. 4 out of 4 on that card, Gareth, at 8-1 in ahead of that event in Dallas.
Listen, don't give me the curse of the commentator, yeah?
Are we going for the same sort of result again?
Listen, there's 4 pick'ems we're doing this week. I don't think any of them are foregone conclusions on this Stockholm card. And, you know, yeah, it was great to be right. I mean, obviously, Joanna Jędrzejczyk was fantastic against Jessica Andrade. Stipe Miocic did not give a look in to Junior Dos Santos. So it was great to pick those. And it was a great night of fights. And listen, my hands were raised for the quality of the card, as well as us going 4-0 with the picks on the Buzz podcast.
Let's hope we have the same success this week, because we're going to preview 4 fights, a couple of welterweight clashes and a couple in the light heavyweight division as well. Yeah. And we'll start off with the welterweight bout between Abdul Razak Al-Hassan and Omari Akhmadov. And Al-Hassan is 4-11 to win this fight. Akhmadov is in the betting at 21-10. You look at this matchup and you think, what is the reason behind this fight being on a main card at a UFC event? And it's because there's the distinct possibility of a real dust-up here, Gareth. Both very exciting fighters and both knockout artists as well.
Yeah, they are knockout artists, but also, you know, backing up Abdul Razak Al-Hassan, obviously, who's a brilliant fighter. You know, he's making his second fight in the UFC. He's looked very good in other organizations like Bellator. He's 7-0. And of course, as his name suggests, Judo Thunder. Not only has he got great power in his hands, he's got the backup. You know, a lot of the guys have either jiu-jitsu or wrestling as the cradle of their fighting abilities. But the Ghanaian, very powerful 5'10", 170-pound fighter, has this black belt in judo that underpins his defensive strategies when guys get into the clinch. You know, he KO'd Charlie Ward with a knockout punch in 53 seconds last November in Belfast. Very promising young fighter. Well, he's not that young, but he's, you know, very promising since he came into the sport 4 years ago. And, you know, these guys are trying to make their way, both of them trying to make their way into the rankings of the top 15 of the welterweight division, which is stacked, frankly. But there's great opportunities for both of them. And, you know, I think he's up against a very tough guy. Amari Akhmadov's record belies his skills. He has looked vulnerable at times, but he's still very powerful, very dangerous. He got submitted, of course, by Gunnar Nelson in London in March 2014. But he's got wins over Brian Ebersole, Mats Nilsson, Kyle Noak, and, of course, losses, himself showing vulnerability to his chin in the third round against Sergio Moraes and Zaleski dos Santos. So, you know, in a fight of the night, I hasten to add. So, you know, he's had two fights of the nights. He's fought Gunnar Nelson, who's very dangerous on the ground. This is a real pick'em, I think, in many ways. But I do think Judo Thunder is the man to pick in this contest. I think his heavy hands and his judo skills will win him this fight when they get in the clinch. This guy can fight in Sambo, the Russian, but in the Sambo style. But I think Judo Thunder's going to take this, and this is going to be the first pick I'm taking on the card for him to win it, maybe on points or by a late TKO.
Abdul Razak Al-Hassan to win the fight is 4-11. If you think the fight is going to go the distance here, that is a big price. At 3-1 for this fight to go the distance. No is 2-9, by the way. And if you're backing over 1.5 rounds in the fight, that is in the market at 11-8. Let's talk about the second welterweight clash on the main card. This is the one between Ben Saunders and Peter Sobotta. And Ben Saunders, marginal favourite here at 4-5, Gareth, with Peter Sobotta in the betting at even money. And it's a completely different clash to the first one we previewed in the fact that there's a couple of veterans going head-to-head here. And since his return to the octagon, Sobotta has won 3 of 4, and his game has looked pretty well-rounded as well, Gareth.
He is a very rounded fighter, and I think, but for both these guys, remember that they're both in their second coming in the UFC. Ben, I remember from years ago, I think, He had two losses on the trot to John Fitch and Dennis Hallman back in 2010, and then headed off to some other organisations, including Bellator. Then he came back in 2014. Then he left the UFC again to fight Jacob Voltman and came back with a win, a unanimous decision win against Court McGee. And anybody gets a victory over Court McGee deserves credit for that. That was in January this year. This is a difficult one to pick. I mean, Ben's vastly experienced. He's 34 now. He's got every style you can think of. He can wrestle. He's got karate in his background, taekwondo, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and even sumo, by the way, he uses in his style. American Top Team fighter, Gracie Barra fighter, you know, at the moment, of course, with ATT. You know, I really do kind of move towards Sobotta in this fight, mainly because it's such a hard pick. This it's really tough pick. I'm going to go on current form, and as you say, 3 out of his last 4 wins in the UFC on his second coming. The German fights out of Poland. He's a very tall, very rangy, very clever fighter, Sobotta. He's apart from the defeat to Kyle Noak, knocked out by front kick and punches in that first round at UFC 193 in Melbourne. For me, he's a very smart fighter. It's a difficult one to pick, but I'm going to go Sobotta to win this, maybe by submission. Saunders will not want to go to the ground against him, I think. But, you know, under his training team, I think he's smart enough to get hands on Saunders and get him submitted. He's an underrated striker as well, I think. Sobotta, you know, he's got clever skills, and this is probably my anti-pick of the week, but I'm going to go for Sobotta by submission late in round 3.
Sobotta is even money to win that fight. Next up, it's the light heavyweight clash between Volkan Odemir and Misha Serkinov. And Odemir, a big outsider here at 16-5 to win this fight. Serkinov is in the betting at 2-9. And I do find this one intriguing because Volkan Oezdemir has been in good form. He enters this fight with a record of 13-1, and more than half of those results have come by way of knockout as well. He's won five of his last six fights, and he's coming off a win back in February against Vincent Prue. Big price here, Volkan Oezdemir, the big outsider in this fight, Gareth.
Yeah, it's not a bad bet, actually. You know, split decision winner over Vincent Prue, as you mentioned there, back in February, Dave, and you know, in Houston, Texas. I mean, you know, neither of these guys are... that what they inhabit this second tier of the light heavyweight division. I think I'm right in saying that you know, we're looking at the number five and the number seven in the light heavyweight division right now, because anyone under, you know, Daniel Cormier, the champion, who I chatted to this week, by the way, and he cannot wait to fight John Jones on July the 29th. That is one I'm definitely going to be at. It's in the, I think it's the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. I will not miss that event. John Jones, whatever anyone says about him, is my boy. He's been my boy for a long time. Everyone knows the story, how he left trash in my car, and I had to really tell him off the day he was in my car in London in a traffic jam. We were caught in the car for 3 hours, and he was hungry. He ate a cereal bar, and he left the trash in the footwell of the passenger seat, and I had to really go to town on him when we left the car, and he did call me sir, and he apologized. He wasn't the light heavyweight champion of the world at the time, but he got into my good books that day, and he's actually, even though all the things that are passed under the bridge, the things he's done wrong, I still want Jonesy back. I still want the bones back, because without him in the division, it's not the same. Gustafsson's number one. We're going to talk about him at the moment. In the moment, Glover Teixeira, number two, Manua, three, Mauricio Shogun, who is four. And then we've got Volkan Oezdemir at five and Misha Sirkunov at seven. So there's so much to play for. Sirkunov, of course, will want to get this because he'll leapfrog to number five in the division. They are looking for new contenders after July the 29th. And it could be John Jones, very well be John Jones, who they're facing. I know that Cormier is absolutely busting it at the moment to get in shape for that. The thing is, I would say about Sirkunov, he's got great form as well. Four brilliant performances in the UFC so far, three subs, one KO. I'm going Sirkunov by submission, okay? He's principally a jiu-jitsu fighter, black belt in jiu-jitsu, you know, born in Riga, Latvia, fights out of Toronto, lives there now. Very long, light heavyweight, 6'3". I'm going for him by submission in this fight. And I do think he'll get the job done within two rounds against Volkan Oezdemir.
Sirkunov by submission is available at even money here with William Hill. And if you think Sirkunov is going to get the job done in round number two, that is available at 7-2. So... Gareth going with Misha Sirkunov in the third fight. Let's move on to the main event. Alexander Gustafsson versus Glover Teixeira. And Gustafsson is 2-7 to win this fight. Teixeira is in the betting at 13-5. We do have method of result, round betting, fight to go the distance, and total rounds betting as well. And this is bound to be an emotional night for Gustafsson, fighting in front of his home fans here. And both these fighters are real technical strikers. Should be an explosive encounter, this one, Gareth.
Do you know what? A single mistake from either man could cost them the fight here, as we saw against when Gustafsson fought Anthony Rumble Johnson in the same venue back in January 2015, Dave. You know, ignore Gustafsson's record of three losses and two wins in his last five, going back to that one of the greatest mixed martial arts fights of all time when he fought John Jones in Toronto, Canada, at UFC 165, one of the nights of my life as a sports writer, the back and forth war that those two men had. It was extraordinary. And you know, we may never see the like of it again. Look, he defeated Jan Blachowicz. He defeated Jimmy Manua. He had that loss to Anthony Johnson. And he lost, of course, in a title shot against Daniel Cormier in 2015 in Houston, Texas, outmuscled and outgunned by Daniel Cormier, who has that unique style of his. And if you cannot control Daniel Cormier, you are not going to beat him. Another great fight. Look, Glover Teixeira, whatever you say, he's aging now. And Gustafsson, let's be honest, that is five fights in, you know, you're getting on for 4 years. So, you know, he only had one fight that year, one in 2014. He's had injuries, two fights in 2015, both losses. Redeemed himself in 2016. Glover Teixeira is one of those guys that if you make a mistake against him, or even if you hurt him, as we saw when Ryan Bader had him trapped against the octagon wall a couple of years ago, and he was in a contender fight at the time, Glover Teixeira is dangerous when he's hurt. You know, he's looked good in his last five fights. Again, he only had the loss to Anthony Johnson, who knocked him out, of course, in 13 seconds, and he could knock out a bus coming towards him. The now retired Anthony Johnson, thank you so much for your service to the sport, and good wishes and best wishes with your future. I got the feeling that Glover Teixeira, now 37, may find it difficult to get inside the range of Alex Gustafsson, who, you know, the mauler has brilliant boxing skills. I think he has a very high IQ, and I can genuinely see him getting the knockout in this fight. It's a five-round fight, of course, but I can see Alex getting the knockout before the middle of the third round, Dave.
Alexander Gustafsson by knockout, technical knockout, or disqualification is in the betting at 5-4. And if you think Gustafsson's going to win in round three, that's available at 7-1 here with William Hill. 8-1 the last time we spoke, the accumulator. Putting those four fighters together just to win their fights on Saturday night. Not quite as big a price on this one, Gareth. Abdulrazak Al-Hassan, Peter Sobota, Misha Serkanov and Alexander Gustafsson. 3.28-1 for those four fighters to win. So hopefully we'll be able to go eight straight, Gareth, without a loss on your record.
Well, I think you owe me a drink if that's the case, Dave. Well, maybe I owe you a meal up in Leeds.
You can follow Gareth on Twitter, please do. At Gareth A. Davis DT is Gareth's Twitter handle. You can follow myself at D. Kellner. Gareth, thank you for your company.
It's always a pleasure, Dave. Enjoy the fights, everyone.
Do check out all the latest betting on the William Hill website by going to williamhill.com and clicking on the UFC page, and enjoy the fighting action, UFC 109, Fight Night 109 from Stockholm, Sweden on Saturday night.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.